Okay, we move on to the second Mishnah in Parakei. And it has been the style before. The first Mishnah has a lot, and the second has only brief comments. Let's see. We're going in the order, in the number order. The Mishnayos are not connected by Pshat, but by the fact that they're lists of, in this case, lists of 10. Parakei Mishnah Beis, Asara Dairis Mi Adam Va'ad Noyach. There were 10 generations, inclusive, from Adam to Noyach. If you take out the Chumash, it lists Adam's son, Shais, etc. It goes from father to son. And you count 10 generations from Adam till Noyach. Loidia Kama Erech HaPayim Lefanov. And from here we learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's patience. He holds off his anger. Shekala Adaira Ishayu Machis Nubayim. All the generations were doing things to cause anger. Kaviyachal. And we're getting worse. We're causing more and more anger. Until the Mabul came and destroyed all of them. Now there's a basic problem with the whole idea here. Because what it seems to say is God had patience with them and they got fed up, hit the Mali Sasa and they got punished. But only the 10th generation got punished. The first 9 got away with it. You know, if it would be the same people, you wait, and finally you punish them. Okay. But here, for 9 generations, you say, okay, have patience. In 10 generations, you beat them up. So.
It's mankind.
So it seems it's just mankind.
Like Klal Yisrael. Same thing Klal Yisrael. Then it goes.
It's the tzibur of humanity.
Yeah.
Chumash only says that in the 10th generation they were bad. It doesn't say anything about the first 9 generations. It's true, however, well, the Mishnah is saying it, the question is where in the Chumash you see it. I think that the idea that the first 20 generations says the same thing about the next 10, were also, Machis and Rubayim. The idea is Hashem created the world for Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Vareshis, that there should be members of humanity who choose to follow the Torah, who choose to develop a closeness to Rabbi Nishalayim to become a Klal Yisrael. And the world went on for 2,000 years, for 20 generations, and nobody took the challenge. Nobody took that challenge. So that, to a certain degree, is an idea of Mechis Nubayim. For what they didn't do. The Rambam says, the way the Rambam got it, I'm not sure, but the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he explains the way Avodah Zarah developed in the world. That Adam knew that he had no parents, that he was the handiwork of God, and that it was a gradual change, that they served the heavenly bodies as intermediaries, or idols as intermediaries, and slowly forgot the Rabbi Nishalayim and then served them. So it was a Avodah Zarah didn't happen suddenly from Maaseh Bereishis, but it happened gradually. The third generation already there was Avodah Zarah. Alright, so at any rate, and as far as my question, the question of what happened to the first 9 and not the 10th, so Reb Chaim is saying that it was humanity as a whole. There is a Medrash Shmuel here that says that that there were Gilgal Neshamis somehow. Something that it's hard to comment on because we don't have any Teres Anigla on the concept of Gilgal Neshamis. We know there's such a thing. The Ramban writes about it in Yaina, and then the Gro writes about it rather in Yaina, and the Ramban writes about it in Eiv, that there's such a thing. But the idea of Gilgal Neshamis, that somehow the Neshamis of all 9 generations were punished in the 10th generation. And somehow they came back to get their punishment with the Mabul.
So,
many of them lived that long. The Mabul was in the year 1656. Nobody lived more than 1,000 years, so certainly were plenty who died, but many were alive. At any rate, this is the story of human beings for the first 10 generations. It's like a sad story, you know, like God set out to create a world that would be wonderful, and And the world just somehow didn't come through. Human beings didn't come through for God's plan.
No change.
Asara Dairus Vidayach Bar Avram. And then 10 generations Vidayach Bar Avram. L'idiyah Kamer Chapayim L'fadav. Once again, Shekala Dairus Avichis Nubayim. Atshaba Avram B'kibul Olav Schar Kulam. Here, Avram was Mekabel the Schar for what? Kulam. Well, 20 generations or all 10? It's a little unclear. If he deserves Schar for 10, he should deserve Schar for 20. Now, it's as if those who mess up their schar, the schar is held somehow in abeyance, and that someone else could come and pick up the schar. That's what it seems to say here in the Mishnah. That it's sort of, there's a Tysus. Tysus says that if somebody is a Rasha and he dies early, those years get reassigned to a tzaddik. Because the Gemara says, the Rabbi Kiva, we pass kind of like, the Gemara says, a person can't add to the years that he was given when he was born. A person is born, then he's given a certain number of years, he can't add to those years. And Tosis comments that there is one way to add to the years, you can get the suspended years of somebody else. So how that works exactly, how you apply for the grant or anything, I don't know. But there's such an idea that Achabah v'kibul schar kulam. That he came, he's chayb eschar, k'neged kulam, he's chayb eschar for what they should have got. Yisifu l'chosh n'ayischayim.
Okay.
So Gemara in Yavab, Rabbi Kiva says a person can't add to the years. But Tosis there brings the story of Miriam Gadol Seyar, who died early, and it says over there that the years went to someone else. So there is such an idea that years could go. Now, how that works, I don't know, but that's the idea of Avraham Kibbutz Chakul.
Leif didn't get the schar.
Yeah, it doesn't mention, though.
Leif didn't get it.
It's probably 20 generations.
The 20 generations.
Of course, all it says is he brought the model, but it doesn't say Noah.
That's right.
Doesn't say that Noah gets schar kedek kulam. It's true. Unless he hears just a short comment.
Dovid was supposed to die early, years.
Right, Dovid was supposed to live a few hours, and it says that Adam gave 70 years to... I mean, he had 1,000, why did he only give him 70? He could have given him more, but okay. He gave him 70 years, but there, it's explained as follows. The idea that Adam gave years to Dovid, doesn't mean Dovid wasn't supposed to exist. If he wasn't supposed to exist, so then there is no Dovid to give years to. The idea is that David is the forerunner of Mashiach. When it says David wasn't supposed to exist, it means that had mankind stayed in Gan Eden, there would not have been a Mashiach. Not supposed to exist means there was no need for that tikkun. When Adam sinned, he needed the tikkun. And therefore, he had to give his years to Noah, to David. David should be able to continue. The remez of Adam standing for Adam, David Mashiach, Aleph Dalet Mem, is this idea that to come full circle back to Gan Eden, you needed the existence of a David and a Mashiach. That's the idea. But Stam, to give someone years, I don't know, there are stories, somehow, especially in Lithuania, of a Gedolim on the deathbed, and they made an appeal for years. Now, whether that actually happened or didn't, but there's so many stories about it. They made an appeal and they gave years. A part of the story is how another Gadol was dying, and they made an appeal, and somebody said, I give an hour. So he said, you give an hour? That's all you give another Gadol? He said, an hour of life? That's a Hein Rav. What are you talking about? And the point of the story is, an hour of life? That's a big thing. You're not really cutting your own life short. I agree with you. It's even conceptually, if it's not possible, I might as well give him a million years. If it's possible, I don't understand how a person has a right. Well, that's he needed the tikkun. He caused the need for a David. By being out of Gan Eden, he himself needed that kind of tikkun. Adam did tshuva, but you see, the Ran explains that there are two parts. When a person sins, there are two things. There's the punishment. And that punishment, you do tshuva, there's no punishment. And then there's the mitzias, the physical fact that a certain new reality is created. Adam, by sinning, he did tshuva. He was supposed to die the day he sinned, and he lived. He did tshuva, but to do such a tshuva, to undo the damage that he did, the damage to humanity continued. The fact that it was supposed to be that way, it should be obvious, because God created the rest of the world besides Gan Eden. That's sort of a separate story, but anyway, okay. Let's see what he says here at the bottom. He says very, very brief comment. Let's just help me figure this one out. Asara Darius Miyadar Anayach Ladia Kama Erchapayim. He says, Veloyche Midas Atoiv, Ki Rak Asara Nisyanis Nisnas Avram Avinu. It's not that the Midas Hara was a shlep for 10 generations till there was a punishment of bad. But a payment for good doesn't take 10 generations. Avram Avinu had 10 Nisyanis, V'kama Chibasi, V'edis Lanu L'Apayim Dar. V'kama Chibasi, how beloved is he, V'edis Lanu L'Apayim Dar. V'chein Lailam. That the schar stays for 2,000 generations. The punishment, okay. I'm not sure exactly how that works out. You say the punishment is only till 10 generations. That's it. And the schar is for 22,000 generations. So I don't know. The punishment was to destroy all of them, so that doesn't seem to be balanced. Now the next piece, Asara Dairis, Lahay Yachal Ababali Es Kaidim Yun Dairis, Negat Asara Bamarais. Somehow the number of 10 is a sign of completion. Just as Hashem created a world with 10 mamarais, so too 10 dairis, Eli Parvin and Rashab Kedal, Shekilkulu Kula, Belite Skartev Sadiqa, by Avram Shabbat Vikibul Skar Kula, to give an ability to Avram Avin. I'm not sure exactly what he's adding here, except that it had to be 10 generations. Let's move on to Mishnah Gimel. Here, Chaim Volozh's comments are the standard fare. You'll find it in every parish. I don't look at the Oscar old Pirkei Avos, but he has here a very famous comment, which I guess is the aside. Let's see. Mishnah Gimel. Asara Nisyaynis Nisnas Avram Avinu Ala Hashem. Avram Avinu had 10 Nisyaynis. It's not clear exactly the counting of the 10. Some are clear, some are less clear, but most of them we can figure out. The Akedah, according to most Mepharshim, was the last Nisayan. I believe the Ramban says that, the last Nisayan was the inability to find a resting place for Sarah without paying a lot of money for it. Be that as it may, there were 10 Nisayanis that Avraham Avinu endured. For Abad Bekulan, and he was successful in all of them. Loidia Kaba Chibasi Shalom Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom. To tell us how beloved Avraham Avinu was to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, Olav HaShalom. I think the only place we find the Mishnah is this expression. Maybe there's another place. Olav HaShalom, which has become a standard expression for someone who's passed from the world. Chayav Elazar makes a diuk. Here it calls him Avraham Avinu. Look at the previous Mishnah. It called him Avraham. Why here does it call him by the name Avraham Avinu all of a sudden? So he says the following. Excuse me?
So
it
says Avraham first, and then it's Avraham.
What does it say? The Ma'ariv doesn't say it anywhere in Mishnah Beis. By me it says,
Avraham Avinu.
You have Avinu. I don't have Avinu. Well, at the bottom he says, Asar Nisayas Es Avraham Avinu, Kana Avraham Avinu, I'll answer you based on a pasuk in Mishlei. Mishalech betumay tzaddik. A tzaddik goes in his sincerity. Ashrei banav achrav, and praised are his children who follow. Key. Kama midos shat tzaddik torach v'yoga lahasigam lebanav achrav. There are many midas that a tzaddik acquires. He works very hard to acquire. And he acquires that for his generations. Afterwards, heba keteva mutva, to them it becomes a nature. And with a small amount of effort, a person can acquire it. As we see, and we can sense, that for a Jew, it's often found that a Jew gives his life al Kiddush Hashem. V'mutfa banu may avinu Avraham. And it's our nature from Avraham Avinu. Shemasa nafshay l'orkazdim al emunasai. He was willing to give his life at Orkazdim for his beliefs. And that became the nature of the Jewish people. They're willing to jump into fire for the sake of the Rabbi Nishalaylam. We know historically that the Goyim have been more successful with honey than with, they say with honey than with vinegar. That when the Goyim assimilated with Jews, they were Jews who assimilated. When Goyim, at the threat of the sword, were less successful in getting people to sincerely convert. So what he's saying here is that this is Avraham Avinu's midah to his generation. And this is really a site in Yiddishkeit. Someone asks, how can you use an expression, the chosen people? You don't believe that all people are created equal? So the truth is, we do believe all people were created equal. God didn't create Jewish people. He created Adam, he created humanity. The one thing that we believe is that a parent passes on to his child values. A child can reject them. But values and a nature and a culture, these things go from parent to child. And Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, three generations, established a certain nature for the typical Jew. And that nature remains. And it's that way all over the world. There is a cultural system by which people live. And that becomes the nature of the people after them. We know Italians have a certain nature, and Greeks have a certain nature, and Russians have a certain nature. There's a certain nature that people have that continues. It's just the nature. It's not the nature of the Russian psyche to live democratically. Russians are soldiers. It's a different nature. It's like all the chassidus of Russian. The Russian chassidus are that way. Like Lubavitch, you know, it's a vice elikim. They use it for good. But it's just a nature that people have. So that's the idea of Avraham Avinu going through the Nisyanos, and that nature that he developed is passed on to Klal Yisrael. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says that Isha v'shiva maneha, a woman who gave up seven children al Kiddush Hashem, it's about to have a desire, and then one child after another was killed. And when the seventh child was to be killed, the Gemara says she said to the child, "Go tell Avraham Avinu, you gave up one, I gave up seven." And the way the Bali Machshav explained, she wasn't saying, "I'm better than you, I gave up seven, you gave up one." But Avraham Avinu, you know, we followed. You set up something with your one son at the Akedah, and I gave up seven. From that kayach that you gave, it continued. Rav Palm used to comment in his discussion of this idea that when he was in the yeshiva in the 40s and the 50s, there was a couple that had a child, I think in Argentina or in Chile, in a South American country. And after many years of being childless, they had a child. And for high school, there was no from school in where they were. They sent the child to Torah V'Das. And there was no, there were no easy phone calls and certainly no plane rides back. And they sent him to high school, and I think they saw him once in the 4 years. And the Rebbeim were astonished that the parents had the strength of character to take their only child and send him so far away. And Rapam used to say that comes from the Midas of the Avis, that the Avis were able to sacrifice, and they were able to sacrifice. Avraham Avinu waited so long for a child, he was able to bring him to Nakeda. You know, it's that Mida. So let's finish his explanation of this. To give us a straight path. So beautiful. So sometimes a Jew has this love for Eretz Yisrael, and suddenly he says, "I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael." Where does that come from? Whom in the Sayin Lech Lecha? That's from Avraham Avinu's the Sayin to get up and go to Eretz Yisrael. The Kabbalah is called the Avdim Ishmael Tava, and Jews have a nature to say that whatever God does is for the best. But the Sayin Harav, it comes from Avraham Avinu, who came to Eretz Yisrael and found the hunger. So Jews have a tendency to accept that gabzul taiva. B'zeh shomer akasim kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls seven times and picks himself up. V'rasha yipol v'achas or keachas. And a rasha falls with one knocked down once. Pirish. A tzadik afim yipol layachshav uva kidai falu. A tzadik who falls doesn't consider himself to have fallen. Ki umkab v'aymen alamadei. When he falls, he sees it as a destruction. He doesn't see it as something that could be brought to something good at the end. So at any rate, this is the aside, which I think is a famous aside of the Abraham Velajada, that the Nisyanis of Abraham Avinu are all to ingrain in Klal Yisrael, the nature of being able to endure as he did. There's an idea that I've mentioned in different settings, that is chesed dikdusha and chesed d'tuma. Avraham had the midah of chesed, Yitzchak and Klai saw the chesed dikdusha, Yishmael took chesed d'tuma. What's chesed d'tuma? Chesed is an outward midah, kindness, to be kind to others. When a person takes chesed and he points it to himself, he wants people to have pleasure. So having other people have pleasure, that's a good midah. When you're looking for yourself to have pleasure, that's a bad midah. So the Yishmael took the chesed and in a warped way, instead of pushing it out, he pushed it in. And the reverse, Yitzchak had the midah of gevura, of discipline. Discipline is a wonderful midah when you discipline yourself, when it's an inward midah. Esav took that midah and pushed it outward. Discipline, I'm going to discipline others. I'm going to control others. That's Christianity, which always set out to control the world. So that there's a war, every midah has its warped side, and that's sort of the way it went there.